Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. As promised, let's head out to Washington, D.C. right now, where the American Farm Bureau has had a fly-in of Farm Bureau members from all over. And Minnesota, I believe, sent about 14 people. Let's find out from the boss, Minnesota Farm Bureau President Kevin Papp, joining us. Hello, Kevin.
Hello. You know, you're exactly right. We had a Minnesota Farm Bureau group. Been working here the last 3 days in our nation's capital, working to implement Farm Bureau policy. We've actually had meetings with every Minnesota congressional office. We got a chance to talk with Senator Tina Smith, as well as Congressman and House Ag Committee Chairman Colin Peterson, also Representatives Jim Hagedorn, Angie Craig, Tom Emmer, Dean Phillips, and Pete Stauber, as well as staff from Betty McCollum and Ilham Omar. So we went 10 for 10.
Wow. Now, here in the Dakotas, we only need one finger on one hand to count the number of congresspeople we have. So, I mean, some of yours are urban, though. Did they listen intently? Did you get positive response or not?
You know, everybody's worried about urban. We've got a connection, and that's food. Everybody eats. So certainly we want to make sure that the things we do for Minnesota is good for all of Minnesota. And, you know, we didn't stop at the members of Congress. We also had meetings at the White House. We had meetings in the Capitol with Speaker Nancy Pelosi's staff. We had meetings at the United States Department of Agriculture, as well as participating in the Farmers for Free Trade rally at the Capitol.
Wow. All right. Busy, busy time. I don't know where we should begin, but let's begin with USMCA and your meeting with Pelosi's staff. Because she seems to be kind of the hang-up, or did you get that feeling?
Well, we really appreciated the time. We had nearly an hour with staff. We had five different folks of our senior team talking about not only trade, but the farm program, renewable fuels, other issues. And we just continue to tell our story as Farm Bureau members about the importance of doing this sooner versus later. We understand there's some concerns out there about labor, about the environment and the enforcement mechanisms for that, concerns on drug pricing or the pharmaceuticals, and we want to make sure we get those answered. The good news is we could see and hear firsthand this week that there have been some offers and counteroffers, and they're working, and that's a good thing, trying to come to a conclusion.
So is it possible that USMCA could be ratified by Congress in 2019, or are we waiting till next year, or worst case scenario, until the next election, after the election cycle's over?
Well, we really need to get this done. I think Trade Ambassador Greg Dowd explains it best. That, you know, USMCA is really that steer that's caught in the chute. We've got to get this done first. This is a critical first step before we can move on to other trade agreements. You know, if we can't come to a conclusion on agreement with our two closest neighbors, two countries, Canada and Mexico, number one and number two, and virtually everything we trade, that we've been doing it for over 24 years, why would any other country want to negotiate with us? So we want to continue to push to get that done sooner versus later. And the concern is always, what happens if it goes after the first of the year and gets tied in with election politics? So we're asking everybody we visit with to help put the pressure on, to help people understand this needs to happen sooner rather than later.
And I know Ambassador Lighthizer has said that renegotiating is out of the question. And was it last week or the week before that Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut said, we need to start over again. And that can't happen, can it?
We can't start over again. We've got lots of improvements in this. We've got a lot of things that USMCA does. Lots of improvements from NAFTA, quite frankly. So, you know, this is an improvement. This is a modernization, and that's why we're having conversation with all those members. You know, there's going to be some members, I believe, maybe on both sides of the aisle, that no matter what they did to this, they won't vote for it. That's not what we're interested in. We're interested for those that want to listen and understand how important trade is. You know, we're we're much more dependent on international trade as farmers and ranchers than many other businesses in the country.
Minnesota dairy definitely dependent on Canadian trade. Understand that at the Farmers for Free Trade rally yesterday, just visualizing here, I think you'd probably were on the west lawn of the White House there, and Congressman Colin Peterson was there with you.
Absolutely. Our congressman, House Ag Committee Chair, actually led off, and it was a great example of how we can work on this on a bipartisan method. And we were right there, right in front of the Capitol. We had many members of Congress speak in support of this, both Republicans, both Democrats, those that understand how important trade is to our economic success in agriculture and, quite frankly, in rural communities.
All righty. Well, Kevin, would you encourage farmers to contact their congressmen and senators or even others? I mean, there are some of the, whether it's Nancy Pelosi or Groza DeLauro, other congressfolks from other parts of the country that might be kind of not as aggressive in hoping to get USMCA moved forward. Should farmers contact other than their own Congress?
That was the reason exactly why we asked for the meeting with the Speaker's office. Quite frankly, we didn't expect five staff members to spend an hour with us. We were very appreciative of that, and just shows the respect that the Speaker has for Chairman Peterson and the concerns in agriculture. And they want to get this done, but we need to help them understand getting it done sooner versus later is so important. And we need to continue to move on with Japan, move on with other trade agreements. And we can't get that done, you know, with this deer caught in the chute. We've got to get USMCA done first.
All right. Minnesota Farm Bureau President Kevin Papp. Kevin, you were in the nation's capital when some major agricultural news was breaking yesterday. The setting back, starting over waters of the U.S. is it's history. I guess that's great news.
Well, it is. You never know with the court system. But, you know, what we want as farmers is we want clean water, but we also want clear rules. And we really feel that the 2015 rule, the change, was a vast expansion of that jurisdiction over water and over land traditionally that was regulated by the state. Now, we understand in the Clean Water Act that navigable waters, waters you can float a boat in, need to be regulated. That's interstate commerce. That needs to be federally regulated. You cannot have a different set of rules for Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, all the states on the Mississippi River. But those other waters, or waters, all waters of the U.S., or quotas, those really need to be taken care of by the state regulations, as the Clean Water Act clearly intended since 1974. So we're asking that as we're rewriting these rules, that they be clear and specific. You know, we need clear lines between what state and what's federally regulated. And quite frankly, we need clear lines between what is land and what is water.
An excellent way of putting it, Kevin. Clean water, clear rules. So let's hope we move forward. Now, obviously, here again, farmers need to get involved. This is not a done deal. There's going to be a new proposed rule, a new comment period. So farmers need to take some action.
You know, I think what we need to remember is this is not withdrawing current rules. This is not having duplication of both federal and state rules on the same ground, on the same water. So this is we're not taking away regulation. We're letting the states do the regulation. We really feel it's the states that best understand their water quality, and how to continually improve it.
Sure. The Dakotas have potholes. Minnesota has lakes and just a lot of differences. Great. All right. Well, Kevin, finally, the renewable fuel standard. That future is yet very unclear. I guess what are you hearing on that?
Well, we're not only hearing things, and we're hearing good things in some case, but we're being very active at that. And we have to make sure that those gallons, it's 1.43 billion gallons of renewable fuels that have been exempted by the 31 small refinery waivers, are reallocated. You know, Congress wanted to make sure that the renewable fuel standard had 15 billion gallons. But every gallon that we waive, if it's not reallocated, it's taking away from that. And You know, we've seen 21 closed or idle plants across the U.S., including in Minnesota, and it was really that 15 billion gallons. That's what we had as congressional law. That's what we knew we had when we built plants, when we invested in plants, and that's really what we need for a standard.
Again, should farmers be not just reading the news or following every the action on Twitter, should they be making their feelings known?
Absolutely. You know, this is one of the things that has moved all the way up to the president's level, where they've had multiple meetings in the White House talking about the renewable fuel standards that we appreciate of going to year-round E15. That was a good deal. That helps us in agriculture. That helps rural communities. That's about jobs as well. But it doesn't do any good to expand the availability if you're going to give more and more waivers all the time. And we just want to make sure that we move in the right direction. We want to continue to keep everybody thinking about renewable fuels, whether it's ethanol or biodiesel.
All righty. Minnesota Farm Bureau President Kevin Papp working hard still in the nation's capital. Kevin, safe travels home. Hope you have a restful weekend, and I hope the harvest begins for you relatively soon.
Well, it will, but, you know, we're about 14 days behind last year on corn, about 11 days behind our five-year average, and certainly soybeans is much like that. So we need some heat, and we need some sunshine.
Well, I know you had a lot of heat in the nation's capital there, and we'll bring a little back to the tri-state area here over the weekend and next week. So, again, thank you so much for the visit, Kevin. Safe travels home.
Thank you. Have a great day and a better weekend.
I will do it. Thank you.